Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're talking about proof of work. That's correct, proof of work, specifically as it applies to Bitcoin and, of course, other cryptocurrency that use the proof of work system. Now, we can find this definition at en.bitcoin.it listed under proof of work. It says a proof of work is a piece of data which is difficult, costly, time-consuming to produce, but easy for others to verify, and which satisfies certain requirements. Producing a proof of work can be a random process with low probability, so that a lot of trial and error is required on average before a valid proof of work is generated. Bitcoin uses the Hashcash proof of work system. One application of this idea is using Hashcash as a method to preventing email spam, requiring a proof of work on the email's contents, including the to address on every email. Legitimate emails will be able to do the work to generate the proof easily. Not much work is required for a single email, but mass spam emailers will have difficulty generating the required proofs, which would require huge computational resources. Hashcash proofs of work are used in Bitcoin for block generation. In order for a block to be accepted by network participants, miners must complete a proof of work, which covers all of the data in the block. The difficulty of this work is adjusted so as to limit the rate at which new blocks can be generated by the network to one every 10 minutes. Due to the very low probability of successful generation, this makes it unpredictable which worker computer in the network will be able to generate the next block. So you can imagine all these hundreds and thousands of computers around the globe connected to the internet trying to solve this blockchain for Bitcoin, and they're competing against each other as they resolve the blockchain, and in exchange for that they are rewarded with Bitcoin. For a block to be valid, it must hash to a value less than the current target. This means that each block indicates that work has been done generating it. Each block contains the hash of the preceding block. Thus, each block has a chain of blocks that together can contain a large amount of work. Changing a block, which can only be done by making a new block containing the same predecessor, requires regenerating all successors and redoing the work they contain. This protects the blockchain from tampering. The most widely used proof of work scheme is based on the SHA-256 and was introduced as part of Bitcoin. Some other hashing algorithms that are used for proof of work include Script, Blake-256, CryptoKnight, Hefty-1, Quark, SHA-3, and Script in combinations thereof. And then it says, for example, let's say the base string that we are going to do work is Hello World. Our target is to find a variation of it that SHA-256 hashes to a smaller value than 2 to the 240th power. We vary the string by adding an integer value to the end called a nonce and incrementing it each time, then interpreting the hash result as a long integer and checking whether it's smaller than the target of 2 to the 240th power, or finding a match for the Hello World takes us 4,251 tries. And goes on, it says, 4,251 hashes on a modern computer is not very much work. Most computers can achieve that at least 4 million hashes per second. Bitcoin automatically varies the target and thus the amount of work required to generate a block. To keep a roughly constant rate of block generation. In Bitcoin, the hash value is also used as a reference to the block itself, so somebody might say that their transaction has been mined into a block with hash. The header of a block contains the Merkle tree, which depends on the included transactions. This includes the generation transaction, a transaction out of nowhere to our own address, which in addition to providing the miner with incentive to do the work also ensures that every miner hash has a unique data set. Now, that's just kind of a beginning intro into the cryptology involved in Bitcoin as they use to prove the network. And this is all part of keeping that blockchain immutable, where the transactions are recorded. They're recorded on multiple computers, and it makes it impossible for them to be changed after the fact. And as part of the computers doing that heavy lifting of all that cryptology, of going through those hashes, doing those, you know, millions of computations, they are rewarded with Bitcoin. So this is a symbiotic relationship you have between the people that use Bitcoin and the miners who keep the Bitcoin protocol basically in check. It's like paying somebody to manage a huge checkbook where you're having thousands of transactions go through your checking account, and someone's got to balance that checking account every single day and make sure that everything matches. It gets a little complicated, but that's just kind of the first look at how Bitcoin uses the SHA-256 to verify the blockchain and reward the miners. And we'll take a little bit deeper look into this later on, but that's just your first step at seeing what's going on with Bitcoin and why there's so much energy being consumed. There's energy being consumed because we're constantly having to verify that blockchain and to keep that blockchain immutable. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.